Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. We're in the middle of a series about the changes that take place in the lives of our kids as they go through this thing called puberty. And of course, this information is helpful not only to those of us who are living in these wonder years with our kids, but also to you as parents who will be there sooner than you think. So if you've missed previous shows on this topic, we invite you to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and click on the MP3 link there and feel free to get caught up. Well, Bruce, what's on tap for today?
Well, Cap, we want to talk a little bit about identity development.
I suppose we need to have an identity before someone can steal it, though.
That's right. And trying to discover who we are and what we want to be when we grow up is a significant step into our journey into adulthood.
Well, that's assuming that some of us even know what we want to be as adults.
That's true. And many of us don't land on who we're going to be and what we want to do until we get to our young adult years. And that's because our culture has done an excellent job of warehousing kids so that they will postpone this step.
Well, what do you mean by warehousing?
Well, we've created things called high school and college that keep kids from getting into adulthood too soon. It actually postpones their adult commitments, and it gives them more time, quite frankly, to try on some different identities.
Try on?
Yeah. One social scientist that studies adolescent development uses the word picture of kids going into an identity closet, and they go in and they put on various identities, and they come out and see what fits. For example, a kid might go in and put on the sports identity, walk out and see what kind of feedback he gets from his parents and friends, and if he likes that, he keeps it. If he doesn't, he goes back into the closet, and let's say he comes out with the Brainiac identity, and he sees whether that one fits. And if that doesn't work, he goes with goth or Motorhead or music and band, and they keep trying on something until it looks and feels right on them.
Well, you know, Bruce, that's a very interesting word picture. And I can see the truth in how that seems to work. But I guess as Christian parents, we want to be sure that we limit certain identities, though.
You're very right, Cap, and that's a very astute insight. We want to do what they call foreclosure on certain identities that would contradict our biblical principles and lifestyles. Identities that would, let's say, involve sexual immorality, you know, or criminal activity. And this identity foreclosure can look other ways, too. Let's say a child is born into a family that has a strong business, and that child grows up feeling that no matter what they want to be, they're going to be in this family business. And that can be a good thing and a bad thing.
Well, Bruce, any suggestions on what we can do as parents to help our kids in this identity formation?
Well, that's a great question. I think the first thing that comes to mind is one that's been common throughout this series, and that is we as parents need to be patient. When our kids walk out of that identity closet with something that might freak us out a little bit, we want to smile and remember back to when we were there and trying on some of our identities as well. And let them know that you're going to love them no matter who they are and what they are. And be sure to give them positive feedback when they come out with some good positive identity traits. You know, maybe the sports thing, they want to be physically fit. That's good, but maybe they're not an athlete. But we can at least, you know, compliment them on the fitness or that they want to study and do well. I would keep in mind Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. You know, help them understand whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. These are things that should be part of who they are. Identity, more than anything, Cap, is not what we are on the outside, but who we are on the inside. And Colossians 3, that put on and put off passage, be great for us as parents to take some time and read over that today. Again, focusing on the heart of who our kid is, not so much on how they look.
Well, this is great information, Bruce, and I want to thank you so much. And I also want to remind our listeners that we're going to be covering a lot of these seven key changes in more depth on Saturday, October 31st at Community Bible Church in Marietta, Pennsylvania. We want to invite you to go out there to the website to take a look at that. Visit our website at www.pebblesoftruth.com for more information. And until next time, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.